Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out and use that little puppy. It's just over 9 years old now. And lots of stuff there. Thousands of articles and archives of past shows that we've done, including shows that we've done with Joyce Weiss before. We still have those archived, folks. You can go back and listen to all of them. They're all good stuff. And Joyce is the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. She's also known as the corporate energizer, and she's an internationally recognized expert on getting corporations and individuals energized. And she's our good friend, and she's here to get me energized, as hard as that might be to do. Joyce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's always great to be
back. Did you have a good holiday?
Too good, but I'm still on it.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, because I'm on your show.
Well, there you go. See,
no, I'm serious.
See, you know how to get invited back.
Oh, yeah. Well, for this one, I invite people purposely, just so I can be as good or bad as I want. So,
we're heading off into the rest of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fighting off my Scrooginess, Joyce. You know me. I'm the original Scrooge. And it's not that I don't like the holidays. It's that I'm sort of annoyed with the way we've turned the holiday, what we've turned the holidays into.
Okay.
And so, you know, last year I did something. I started looking at how much money we were spending on Christmas cards, on holiday cards and postage and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of money, like a lot of money. And I said, you know what? We could do better with this. And so last year we didn't send out fancy Christmas cards. We donated the money to a cause and told the people that we wanted to send cards to that we donated that money in their name to a cause.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I think that's great.
Oh, I was afraid you wouldn't like it.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure the people, they felt better and maybe even gave them an idea on how to do the same thing for themselves. And then it teaches the kids, too, you know, I mean.
Exactly.
About what the holidays are about. And it's, as you know, I deal with small business owners all the time. And one of the things that I am always asked to do is how can I motivate the people? And people always say, what kind of gift should I give them? And I think this is the first mistake that small business owners make, is to figure out some kind of a motivational thing to do with their people. They first have to figure what is going on in their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's surveying the people to find out what's going on. I mean, what good is giving a gift to someone, whether it's your child or whether it's an employee, if they're not going to appreciate it because people aren't communicating?
There's nothing that's more hollow.
Yes.
And empty.
Yes.
Than to have all this anticipation of how a gift is going to be received,
mm-hmm.
and then when it's not, it's like someone once said to me, the opposite of light is glare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have too much light and if it's coming off the wrong way, the opposite of light is glare. The opposite of the feeling that we want to get is when we don't get it.
Exactly.
And that's happened to me before, and I'm, you know, I get mad at myself about that.
Well, that's why I'm glad that you're having me on this show, because especially this time of the year, because if small business owners can, whether it's taking a survey, and I've got one, that, matter of fact, on my website, if people want to go, and I can tell you
about it. What is it?
It's joyceweiss.com.
W-E-I-S-S, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. joyceweiss.com. And there's a, if you just email me and my, you know, you can reach me right there at joyceweiss.com. I will send you the survey, and there's all kinds of information about this topic, about how to motivate people. And if once you find out what is going on in your workforce, whether it's a small or large one, then you can gather these ideas, because there's a lot of blind spots that come from surveys.
Well, give us an idea about how, what that would be like. How do we find that out?
Questions like, I feel good about coming to work. You got to know if there's, and by the way, we could either do this anonymous or not. And the brave souls that sign their names, they deserve to be taken out to lunch or dinner.
Right.
And I feel I can make mistakes without getting reprimanded. I mean, these are questions that...
This is a much larger issue than Christmas, though.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Or holiday giving or holiday bonuses or year-end bonus. This is a much bigger issue than that. I mean, you could be getting into therapy here, Joyce. After, I mean, this is... You stopped preaching and started meddling now, Joyce. Stand by.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get the Reverend Joyce Weiss to join us again right after these messages. We're going to get more into this a little bit. Going to let her meddle a little bit more. 20 Tales, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. There's Grace Slick for you, ladies and gentlemen. Good rock and roll. Joyce Weiss is too young to remember that song. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, Shift Gears for More Balance, Growth, and Joy. And your website is Joyce Weiss, E-I-S-S, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find the survey that you were talking about. You're going to let them have that, and I appreciate that very much. We're talking about gift giving, and how do we get off into what our people want? I mean, what do gifts have to do with what people want?
Because when we finally find out what people want and to make the environment more positive, then when you give the gifts, they're appreciated instead of, oh, what's this? I don't need it. You know,
they don't say that when I give them money, though, Joyce.
Well, they may be not saying it to you, but what are they saying at the water cooler, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't let them have water around here.
Well, then that's, okay, rule number one. I'll put that on my website. And something that I just added to my, all the services in my work-life balance and team building programs is I just added corporate gifts. Because my clients say, okay, Joyce, these are great ideas. I don't have time to go shopping. So I joined a company called Arbonne International.
I've heard of those guys.
Yeah, I'm an independent consultant, and it's health and wellness, pure, safe, beneficial. Love it, because when my clients say, I have a budget, a small budget, a large budget, it fits for everybody. And you can make, you can look like a hero or heroine when you give these gifts, just because people love them. And mainly, it's you're taking time from your busy day to say, hey, I appreciate you. And these small, whether it's a candle, whether it's a body wash, whether it's...
Joyce. Oh, yes. I love it when people give me body wash.
Well,
and candles. You know how much I love candles.
I can tell you.
Make sure that you're not giving candles to guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell you, there are so many wonderful... Not candles or body wash.
No.
What about gift certificates to your favorite restaurant?
Yeah.
What about gift... Goes to the list. What about people that are saying, well, wait, I don't even have money to give small incentives. How about giving us the birthday off, a person's birthday off?
For the employee, yeah.
For the employee. They love that. How about giving them small, you know, books, motivational books?
How about paying for some education?
Oh, paying for education.
Continuing education, something like that.
Yeah.
Not just stuff that they have to use for the business.
Nope.
Although we do that. We ask that, we say, look, it doesn't have to be, you know, we'll pay for it if you want to take a course. We'd like for it to be something that you know, that benefits the company, but you could stretch it a little bit. You know.
But the very interesting thing, I'm going to be Scrooge now on this side. Small business owners, listen up. When you give, whether it's the further education, taking class, many times people don't take advantage of this wonderful offer, and this drives me nuts. So, but still offer to them because it's going to help them. It's going to help you.
Well, here's the thing. We don't make that part of, we don't give that to them as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's available to them all the time. Because I agree, I don't think you'd want to give it to them as a gift because everybody doesn't want to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why serving people is fun because then you can find out, well, in a budget of, let's say, $5 to $100, what would you like to receive? And then you get the shopping list. And this is where candles are not going to be on yours.
Now, is this for internal and external customers or just internal?
Internal.
This is all internal?
Yeah. This is what I always suggest for the internal. And then you get their shopping list, and then they appreciate whether, obviously, a candle is not going to be on your list, but the golf balls will be.
What if we all got together around a table or something, or we sent a little thing out and we said, okay, folks, what if we all got together and the company's going to put in this much money and you can contribute whatever you want, $2 or no dollars, and let's put all of our money together and let's give it to the local food bank or the local help center or to, you know, to the one of the programs for the veterans or whatever, and let's, as a company, let's come and see how much money we can raise and send this money. Won't that make, what do you think about stuff like that?
Oh, that's all year round. Absolutely.
But I mean, isn't that better than giving somebody a candle to go with their other 29 candles?
You know what I would suggest? No, Scrooge is allowed to come out. What I'm saying is, I think there's room for both. There's room for incentive gifts, and there's room for taking a percentage of, you know, whether it's the money. But you could have two different programs, something for the employee and also something for the community. Because I think, there are some people that are going to say, wait a minute, I want to help. But, you know, times are tough now. This small gift, I appreciate that, too. And, again, that's what just this one idea. If you put a quarter, if everyone has to buy into this idea, that after 8 o'clock, let's say you start work at 7:30, after 8 o'clock, the next person who says something negative in the workforce, you put a quarter, and then you take all that money and you give it to the community, you know, for whatever local charity.
Right.
That's where you can make a lot of money, give it in the community, and still have time to do the incentive.
Or in the morning when you come in, put the change in your pocket in there or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've had a lot of people say they like that idea because the negativity stops.
When we come back, can you talk to us about gift giving for customers?
Absolutely.
Let's do that right after these messages, folks. These are great ideas from my good friend Joyce Weiss, the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joyce Weiss, the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Her website, Joyce, give it to us again.
JoyceWeiss, SSandSam.com. JoyceWeiss.com.
JoyceWeiss.com. Check it out. Don't forget to ask her for her survey, the little information that she's going to give you on how to ask people for what they want. Okay, Joyce, what do we do for the holidays for our customers?
Okay, I know these are some of the things I personally have sent to customers, and I've gotten, these are the top choices that people say, we love this one. Books. And sure, whether it's Take the Ride of Your Life, whether it's a new business book, people love books. What about gift certificates to restaurants that you know, especially if you know your customers, you know, which restaurants they enjoy going, even movie theaters. What about, one thing I have stopped doing is I stopped sending candy and sweets because health and fitness is so big, and we need to take care of ourselves so much. That's why I included Arbonne International.
See, you're meddling again now, Joyce.
Well, I'm... you're asking me, Jim.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me tell you why. Some of my clients...
I agree with you.
Well,
I'm teasing,
oh, I know.
I agree
with you. I just need to... This is the feedback that I've received when one year I did send these gorgeous dark chocolates. I said, thank you. Honestly, they said to me, I just started my diet. Or this
oh,
or
no.
that. I decided, mm-mm, even though I am a chocoholic, so...
Right.
But the health and fitness,
even though dark chocolate is good for you.
Yes, but when you're a chocoholic, it's not... It's
right.
the amount, you know,
right.
Jim.
All right, so what's next?
So the other thing, that's why I added Arbonne International to my repertoire, because there's a lot of health and wellness products that make you feel good and look good. Whether it's the speaker that was on before talked about the baby boomers,
mm-hmm.
we've got a lot of anti-aging for men and women, by the
mm-hmm.
way. We both want to look good.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Those are some of the things that I'm recommending people to. So you look good, you feel better, and also when you go to JoyceWhite.com, and if you want to email me, I can, you know, tell you more about those products also.
A couple of things on the gift giving for customers.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, some people have hundreds of customers.
Mm-hmm.
So even sending a Christmas card, a holiday card, gets expensive. I mean, sometimes, what do we do when we have that many customers?
Well, that's when I'm telling you, that's with small books. You can go to Amazon. You could go to your local bookstore. Some of them are not expensive.
What if we sent them a little card and said, we want to thank you for being our customer this year. That's, you know, assuming that you've collected that information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a restaurant, for example, next time you're in, desserts, you know, bring this card and desserts on us or something, or something like to get people to come back in, use it. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, and that's a full-time, that's every year, of course. It's
yeah.
all 365 days. You don't have to do it just for the holidays.
And some customers can't accept presents, can they?
No,
the big companies,
exactly.
They have a problem with that, don't they?
Well, plus corporate says anything, certain banks, certain corporations, anything over $10.
Right.
So
right.
The gifts that I give usually are not more than that, just because you don't want them to just toss it out. You know,
but if you're working for a company, for a huge, you know, if you got an employee that's got a big company, that, you know, works for a big company, you can't send them an expensive gift. They can't accept it.
No, exactly.
Now, if you send them a fruit basket or something like that, they can take that. But
yeah, and again, it depends. Sometimes they can't even do that because
yeah.
if it's over a certain amount. So you really have to be not careful, but again, ask, you know, what is the gift-giving policy in your business?
It is okay to ask that. It really is because,
oh, yeah.
because every corporation is there. In fact, some companies won't even let you take them to lunch.
Yes. And the things are changing constantly with the rules, so I would rather ask than send. And after spending, it's not necessarily the gift that's expensive, it's sending it to them. So that's
well,
why
exactly.
whatever you decide to do, make sure it's small. And I like your idea of, if let's say you have 300 customers that you want to send something to, just a, you know, something small that you could give away from your establishment, or just a nice note.
How about if you sent them a note and said, instead of buying our customers' presents, we
mm-hmm.
took that money and we donated it to a cause in your name.
Oh, that is classy. That's as classy as it gets.
Yeah, and it's the right thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, and again, this could be anytime, especially if you find out that somebody passed away in their family,
right.
Which is, you know, it's in the paper, especially if it's a big client.
Send something to the church or whatever
yes.
cause, the Cancer Society, whatever, in their name. Absolutely. No question about it. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, Jim, invite me back anytime.
You're
it's
welcome.
Great.
My microphone is your microphone, Joyce.
Thank you, sir.
See you next time. Happy holidays.
You too.
Okay. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.